File number 2117. Letter from Eva Reyes to Vincent Couture.
Vincent, if you're reading this, it means that guy came through on his promise and I'm gone. I guess it also means that everyone in the GRU has combed through it looking for clues. Some sort of secret code. How's this? The pigeon is well done. The blind man can't see a thing. Fuck you all. This is it. I don't think I'll ever see you again. The truth is, I hope I never do. I wish I could tell you all this in person, or at least in private, but this will be easier on both of us. Catherine already knows I didn't want to leave Esadect. I don't give a shit what else she knows about me. You took everything from me, Vincent. Everyone I knew. Everything I cared about. It was my home. My asset. You may not have liked it, but that was my home. I liked it there. I belonged. I had a life, my life, and you took it away. You chose to. Even Ekim. You know he didn't deserve this. He was innocent. All he cared about was helping people and me. It probably doesn't mean much to you, but it meant the world to me. Having someone look at me that way, like I could do nothing wrong. It didn't matter how much I tried to push him away, how mean I was to him, he kept looking at me that way, always. He also kept telling everyone I was his epithet. That made me mad to no end. He knew that's probably why he kept doing it. Every now and then, I'd let him get away with it. No shoving him against the wall, no mean joke. You should have seen his face. I don't know if I was in love with him, but I loved how he made me feel. I liked me when he was around, and that hasn't happened a lot. Now he's gone. You took that away too. There's nothing for me here but bad memories. My parents, Kara, everyone I ever cared about here is dead. Dead because of me. People here made fun of me because I was different. They mocked me for who I was. Now I'm even more of a freak. They put me in a glass room, stick needles in me all day. What made you think I could possibly want that? Everything I had, Vincent, you tore it from my hands. You took the good away and sent me back to where it hurts. I hate you for it. Was it worth it? Was it worth killing Ekim? I hate you if you say yes. I hate you if you say no. I hate you, Dad. I bet you tell yourself you did all this for me. Well, I didn't. Your Gates want it. That should have meant something. I don't know what I'll do or where I'll go from here, and I wouldn't tell you if I did, but wherever I end up, it will be my choice. I choose this. Me. I want you to remember that. You'll probably never admit it, but you're better off without me, and I really don't think I can be worse off. I know you tried your best. I know it wasn't easy, and I'll always love you for it. But I hate you all the same. E. P.S. Hey, Catherine. Toodaloo.